we're in the middle of discussing the Kedega, the fight between the Karkayim and the Kedega. And the we introduced yesterday the concept of the Zase. And the Kasha of Makarchayim, that Makhaira, every person who is a owner of Chametz is a Mesaseh, because he's not busy owning Chametz, he's busy doing a Davar Avoter, and at the same time he's owning Chametz. That was the Kasha that the Makarchayim asked, that Makhaira, every person who's ever Bayu or Bayu Masa is a Mesaseh, and that he should be part of it. So we had yesterday the two Shatim, the Makarchayim said that Misnasek doesn't apply, only applies to an Aveira which you do with a Maisa. It doesn't apply to an Aveira which, like Bayura Bayimatse, which is a passive Aveira. It's an Aveira you do without a Maisa. That was the Gedra of the Makarchayim. And then we have the Kidegas Chiddush, which was that Misnasek, which is certainly the bigger Chiddush, the Misasek is a Ptur only on Shabbos. Chara Tera Kula, Misasek can pass you from a carbon, but it's still a Nisidai Raisa. Misasek does not make things mutter, but Chara Tera Kula. That was Rabbi Kivega's Yisai. Kivega brought a Raya from the case of a person who's wearing Shabbos in the street, and he's not aware of it. He's wearing a bag, and he doesn't know there's Shabbos in the bag. And somebody else who's aware of it, does he have to tell him? The case of Kavod Abriyus, the person is in the street and it's his coat, there's no problem, he can take off his coat. But if it's the beged, the removal of which would be an embarrassment, at least your imagination, then if it's a this is the Rabbanon, you don't have to be Kavod Abriyus, you don't have to be a Rabbanon. But and this is their eyes. You have to be eyes. It says if he's wearing kavaya in the street, so paishtay after the bishuk, you have to take it off of him, even in the street, because to this is their eyes. So Rabbi Kivega said, lachayrit it's a misasek. So it's a raya. Rabbi Kivega says that there's no p'tur misasek b'chol asayra kula, because if there would be a p'tur misasek, then a person wearing shatnez in the street, he thinks he's wearing a coat which is 100% wool. He's merely wearing a coat which has linen in it. He's a misasek, just like our Shabbos. Someone who picks up a vegetable, he thinks it's talmush. And it's really mechuber. Same thing this person. He's wearing a coat which he thinks is not Shabbos. Really, it is Shabbos. So this person is a misasek. Why do you have to rip the coat off of him in the street? Must be that misasek is not a p'tor of the chalat harakula. So otherwise, you would, otherwise there won't be an incident of Bible. It's a mistake. Yeah. If you see someone on Shabbat, the Mokum Kavod Abriyus, you don't have to stop. The Rabbanim, you know, let it do something if you're a mistake. But the Mokum Kavod Abriyus, you don't have to stop. It's not that, really. Now, Machaira, there's a problem with Rabbi Kiva Ega from another sif in Yeridea. Very similar halacha. Says in Hilchus Tumas Kayim, Yeridea. In the middle of Hilchus Avelus, there are a couple of simanim on Hilchus Tumas Kayim, which Kayim really should learn. The halachas of when a Kayim is, where he's allowed to go, he's not allowed to go because he's tough. The question there is, let's say somebody dies in an apartment, and there's a kayin there, and the kayin is not dressed, he's sleeping. So somebody walks into a room, there's a kayin in the room, and in the other bed there's somebody who died. So of course you have to tell the kayin to get out of the house, right? The question is, the kayin's got to leave the house as soon as he can. So if the kayin becomes aware that he's in the same room as a mace, so whatever he may or may not be wearing, he's got to go out straight out. He's not allowed to wait to get dressed. The kohen is aware of it. He certainly has to leave immediately. What happens if the kohen doesn't know about it? And I know about it. So I walk into the room, I know there's a mace, and next to another bed is a kayin. Do I have to tell the kayin? So in the Shulchan Aruch, I shouldn't tell the kayin, I should wake him up, give him time to get dressed. And if he gets dressed, I tell him there's a mace and you've got to leave right away. I'm not mechuyev in the case of a kayin with a mace, I'm not mechuyev immediately to chase him out even though he's not properly dressed. Chayra, that's a case, mamish, similar to Rabbi Akiva Eger, with the Shatnez case, but with the opposite of Pesach. The case of the Shatnez, it says, you got to rip it off of him right away. In the case of the Mace, it says the opposite. It says that you let him get dressed. Now, how you convince the guy to get dressed at 2 o'clock in the middle of the night? You tell him that the other person is very sick, he might die, you're cutting, you have to leave, don't tell him he's dead. So he'll get dressed. And when once he's dressed, you tell him that you have to leave immediately because there's a mace. So there, the halach is not the opposite. There, you don't chase him out undressed. You're allowed to wait. Chayyim, that's a raya. Why don't you have to chase him out right away since it's a deraisa? Chayyim, that's a raya. If I care that he's a misasik, he's being oisik in the davar amrita. The raya of Fakert of the Rebbe Kiva Eger, that Stasik is Shach Chotar.
It was Shach, he's ready, so
here
he's not. Should have checked the Shach.
Yeah, he should have checked the
Shach. He had a second choice. This is what everyone was complaining about this yesterday, that the case of B'nikas Chametz, or checking the bugs, or here, all these are cases where you can check. So the Shabbos you can check. So all these cases, you can check. Shtetl's funny answer yesterday, you know, that the cucumber on the floor is also checkable. The vegetable on the floor, you should tell me is by Shabbos, you know, either by Shabbos, Kiveka says everyone holds his money. We're talking now by everything else, so maybe by everything else we'll make a chilek between things that you could check, such as, I guess, checking the bugs, or checking the shatnez, or checking the pavis. Things that you could check, is there? And things that you couldn't check, you'll have a Ptur Misasa. I didn't think about it, but it would answer 3 cases. It would answer, we'll say, any place you could check, like Chametz, again, Chametz, Klayim, Sukkot, Chametz, Klayim, and above, right at one. Those 3 things you could check. So those 3 things, there's no Ptur Misasa. And the mace is not something you could have checked. You went to sleep, the mace was alive. I mean, the person was alive.
If you don't person sick, another thing.
It's not something to check. It was mechuyev to leave. If the person has a din geiseis, then the kayin has to leave right away anyway. Sometimes it was the geiseis, right? Where? The maze? So you have to wake up every minute. No matter how many hours
it is.
Woke up, he has to check. Does not get dressed first before you check. See, there at least the person had the chesed chai. He was alive, he's still alive. All 3 cases, chavit is fakarat, chazaka is chavit in the house. Vegetables are chazaka that's alive in the house. Oh, but what about a beggar? A beggar of shatn is, alright, there, there's no chesed chesed.
No
chesed chesed either. So there it might depend on whether it's the type of thing that you have to be chashish for. So things you have to be chashish for, so things not. If it's masa, it's not masa. Maybe it's a mahalakha. I'll tell you why in a second. Maybe this is a mahalakha. This is a mahalakha. This kasha, Rav Shlomo Zalman, is from the case of the Mace. It's in Chelet Beis of the Mechash Leimai. He has a piece on the Sirviki Vega. I don't remember the Stina number, but I remember it was page Shintez Vav. If you want to look it up, just one paragraph. He brings down the Kiveg, he brings down the Makar Chaim, and he has this question. Yeah.
There's a
you know, with the cake. And they hand up from the oil, he puts his hand into oil. And they hand up from the. Yeah. So what the Gemara wants to say that there's a Ptur Misasek. And it passes him from what? From an Asher.
What?
You see, what Kiveg is saying, I'm asking the Ptur. Kiveg says the Patis is from an Einich. But it's not a Heter. It's a din in the Pasha of Einich. Pasha's Chatas, Pasha's Asham, there's a Ptur. But it doesn't make him what to do. The Gemara is not saying that you're allowed to do it. The Gemara is saying someone who did it wants to tell off. So there's nothing else.
But
it's Shabbos that had the Gemara. In Shabbos, he wasn't like an Aver at all. And he became really a child. Shabbos is doing something. What's he doing? Where? And here he's in the room.
Room,
it's not going to help you from a kivayis. From a kivayis, all the that feeling is a dice. Doesn't catch from a kivayis. I think Shlomo Zalman mentions this in his language, even though that's a character. I think if you look, I think he mentions it. But it doesn't help. I'll tell you, there's a sacred Tzemach David on Shulis from a kivayis. And the David Hakayim Rappaport. And he brings a riot to Rabbi Kiva Eger, which maybe would be shtickle support for what some of you have been saying. He brings more than one riot, but one of his riots to Rabbi Kiva Eger is for Gemara Makis Daf Tes. The Gemara says that if someone shoots an arrow, and Saba Behema, Bahara Gadam, is a good shot. The shot went exactly where he aimed. But he thought that he was shooting a Behema. And in actuality, he was shooting a person. Then the Gemara calls that a shege karav amazin. And you don't make those mistakes. You shoot, you got to make sure it's. You buy a leili unit, the language. A person got to, before you shoot, you have to put on your glasses. You have to look. The Gemara calls that a shege karav amazin. So the Tanakh David says, 1 minute, he's a misase. He's hunting. He's shooting at an animal. Why is shooting at an animal and comes out as a person? Why is that any different than picking up Torah and it comes out as a person? Elamai, we see Rabbi Kivagas decide that there's an issue of chazalakim. Then by the other, that a person is not excused. It's something that he has to check. But that language of the Gemara, Vivayalei Miyune, is taka, much more like what you were saying, that we have riots to Rabbi Kiva Eger in cases where Vivayalei Miyune. The riots of Rabbi Kiva Eger seem all to be in situations where Vivayalei Miyune we should have checked. But that's the move, that's only got a Kashlunga. The Gemara is not talking about Kashlunga. Even if you are a misasik and you're not ever directly, that's okay. A misasik pays. It's not a mysterious. The Gemara is talking whether we did shaygir or not. The Gemara is supposed to shaygir karav l'meizik. The Gemara is talking about it's a galus. What's to happen? Why should you go to galus? You're misasik. That's the value. Is that any time you buy a lightly unay, there's no dinner misasik. He brings one more raya to Kiveg, and that raya is from the halacha that a katan who doesn't have era, there's a certain cases there's a few of lafrisha. There are cases where bezim is sugam lafrisha. Katan who doesn't have era, bezim is sugam lafrisha. And he asks that a katan. considered halachically ein by das. Somebody who doesn't have das, his das is not das. He is mandish a behemoth, but doesn't become hegdish. He says if a cut is ein by das, every cut is always a misase. He said every cut is always a misase. He's never doing an aveira. It requires das to know that this is mechubar. The cut is ein by das. So he wants to bring a riot from there that there's a din of that even though every cut is a misasek, nevertheless, there's still an itzidai raisa. So we see that in certain cases, we're with civil bafrisha. And this raya, I think people can be mefakteh on. Maybe the cut doesn't have a din of das, but halachi doesn't have das, he would see us. Maybe he does. I'll confirm that the second raya. It was the whole, the Gemara says this year, Lamed, that's why he doesn't go to Golis. But he's a Mesasek anyway. He doesn't have no wisdom at all. So if I shoot my arrow in a behemoth, and it's a poor shot, and I overshoot and I kill somebody, then he goes, oh, that's not Mesasek. Mr. Asek is only if you did the thing you intended to do, and you made a mistake. You intended to pick up this cucumber, and it comes out that you picked up that cucumber. That cucumber was a hook. If you meant to pick up cucumber A, you picked up B by mistake. That's a shaggy. Why? If misafik the p'tur b'chalat harakulis, so if you don't like it, why should the papi use some knas of galus as well? What? Oh, I'm sorry, this is a civil appreciation. His business has to stop it. Do we have there? So then they're obligated, and I appreciate it, so we'll be Irish. Alright, so I grabbed that. The more I think about it, the more I like maybe this Mahalo that depended on something that's Yvayu Leila Yune, and not Yvayu Leila Yune, that might be a Mahalo. Another nekuda, I mentioned to you yesterday about the vegetables. The tshuva, Shlomo Zalman Rav has tshuva about checking vegetables for bugs. It's in Chelek Aleph. It's on page Lamed Vav and Lamed Zayin. He has tshuva about whether someone who eats vegetables without checking for bugs, whether he's considered a misnasek. And he brings Bishayim Dinay de Yehuda. This is the Mechashvayim. He brings from the Night of Yehuda who holds that you are considered a misnasek and eat vegetables that have bugs in them, assuming that your desire is not to eat the vegetables, the bug, that you're a misnasek, it's still awesome. And you consider the skaven left or less that kosher the upper limit. Which according to Mekiveg is still an Isser, and according to Mekarkayim is ahead. So Shlomo Zalman himself is a Sasek. He doesn't say for certainty, but he says that he's not so sure. Let's say you have a type of vegetable which always has bugs in it. Okay, let's say you have romaine lettuce. Romaine lettuce, fresh romaine lettuce, always has bugs in it. You check 100 heads, you'll find bugs in every one. So let's say somebody takes something that definitely has bugs in it, and he eats it. Is he a misasek? If you eat a peanut butter sandwich, just because you don't see the peanut butter, you're eating a peanut butter sandwich. Peanut butter sandwiches have peanut butter. So lettuce has bugs. If all of a vegetable would have bugs, you're not a misasek. You know full well that you're eating something which has bugs in it. That's not misasek. If the type of a certain vegetable is something which has lettuce, then you're eating it. You might not realize you're eating it, but you're eating something which always has bugs in it.
Based on the
rice? So it is always what halacha would consider always. I mean, 100%, 98.5%. So then there's no question. You're not a misasek. If every vegetable on the floor is a chumer, then you can't say, I thought it was polished. That doesn't help you. Because you didn't think it was polished. You know that it's a chumer, you just didn't think of that. So he's misupik in a case where it's a mira motzli, where it's shliach that they are bugs, which is what they regular light is. Or in certain other vegetables where it's common that they are bugs. If you have a person who doesn't know they are ever bugs there, nothing on you're misasa. But you have a person who knows that it's shliach that they are bugs, and he eats it. So Shlomo Zalman is misasa. He says, "Who says that's a misasa? You know exactly what you're doing. You're eating something which might have bugs and might not. You know, if they give out sandwiches, and some of them have peanut butter, and some of them have jelly, and you pick up one and eat it. You're not a misasa. We got to be what's inside. You know that you're eating maybe this, maybe that. So a person who knows that it's common to have bugs and lettuce." He's the mice and the fact fake on whether that's a sort of misnomer. Someone who doesn't check his house for chametz, the truth is you're right. If you have a house which is totally non-bugged, a regular house people live in all year, house. The question is, then by value rabbi you must say too. It's the person didn't check his house for chametz, so he knows there's chametz in his house. So I'm not sure, maybe. Question. That's a very good question. What? No, but that and yet, Rabbi Kiva Egan Makar Chaim full of a mitaseh, an unchecked house. Because we see that life with Shlomo Zalman's pitfall. So the Zalman's pickbook is that if you know it's probably there, you're not a misasek. So then Bechamet so, if you know it's probably there, why do the Kivegan and the Makar Chaim call him a misasek? But Choshe Dur, Rashi was talking about a Bayeshen Abadah. That the Makar is the Rashi and that Bezam and Allah. The person's not buying his house, he's either buying or buying Matze. Kashi is either misasek. According to every Shlomo Zalman thing, the Makar shouldn't be a misasek. It's common for it to be there. It's a passion, a pirate service arrived in Lady Huda. Alright, this title which I gave out to many of you uses this to answer a different kasha. Just because it's late, I'm not going to go into it, but those of you who had the title, see, the answer is a different kasha, but I'd like to move on, so we'll put it away for a while. Okay, let's go to the next Gemara. On our map. Eli Yala v'Nachri Shaloi Kibashtai, they ain't sharing Chavachat. Now let's touch of Nachri Shekibashtai. The Nachri who you, Chavish means you capture. So the point is made that if he's your Evan, if you own him, that's not what we're talking about. Because the Nachri Shekibashtai, you own him and you own everything he owns, then his Chavish is your Chavish. That's not what it means. It means that the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael, they captured Eretz Yisrael, and there were Goyim living there. So the Goyim were Meshuvadim to the Yidden. They were, they followed whatever it was the Jews made, they were obligated to follow. That's the Nachri Shekibashtai. So Eli Yala Nachri Shekibashtai, they ain't Shariyim Chabachat. But Nachri Shekibashtai, the Shariyim, or Shariyim Chabachatar, Minayin, Talmud Loim of Ayimat. So the Havamina we thought, that the pshat is only Yalav Anachi Shalaki Bashtai, that only enough you didn't capture, then you chayiv if you take his pekat. Enough you didn't capture, maybe you pekat. The Gemara says Klafi Laya, anything is sakar. The Gemara says Amar Abaya Eipach. Abaya says you know what, let's turn it around. Baba Abaloi. Now I just want you to know that in Shas, it's not just Abaya said you know what, let's change your gears. Rav said no, let's not change your gears. You know, I thought of a terrible. In general, in Shas, there are two mahalchim. It's very often Abayin Rava, Abayin Rabba. There's a question of whether it's preferable to change gersayis or to push through a svar. To push through a mechudishtik svar. It's a b'shita shayla. It's not just a shayla here. Abayin couldn't think of it on the terrace. It's a question in a mahalchim learning. And it's something worth spending time on just not now, but you should know they have two mahalchim. Generally, Rashi and Tosfos have the same the same type of Rashi will honor the Girsa of the Gemara and be Matzik of Shad, and Taisus will be quicker to say, like Asina Mabu. Although yet a Girsa is better, so we don't have to worry about Rabbi Arush is saying. It says, you know, it's a good Girsa, so let's not worry about it. It's a Rashita Dikamahwai. At any rate, let's see Rabbi's Teretz. We pass like Rabbi, Ma'ilam Lai Teva, Fareshapha. Shachai hatu rei hatu rei shachai mishal davaya eli yalav nafi shleiki bash. They share a bechat, nafi shleiki bash. They share a bechat to minayin. How do you know that what? Minayin that what? That is a heter. That is a heter of nafi shleiki bash. B'shari yom chabachat. He listen. You're a common. He's your tenant, and he's walking in with a sandwich. So I might think. Show you a chaser. You gotta get rid of his chamed. Tana loy loy yimase. By tana mahade a teir v'not v'chav yisura. How does loy yimase, which is a chumra, prove that you're allowed to let your tenant show you a chaser chamed? Shem shenem l'cha l'cha trei zimni. Actually, it's nice to say that l'cha we plug into loy yimase or l'cha l'cha, and even the passing of loy yimase is subject to the klal of l'cha, and therefore. Even if he's sharing the chaser and he's not a shaki vashtai, there's no problem letting him own his own chametz and having his own chametz. Taisis, in the second half of Taisis Dibra Mafl Nishum, Taisis Yat the Kasha. And it's interesting Kasha. But Hikshua Benutam, the last dozen lines, the Bishum Duchta, Laimas Rechina, Shrei Krai, Riki Bashtai, Vishalaki Bashtai. That's a great kasha. Well, since when do we need one riboy for nafi shalaki bashtai and then another riboy for nafi shalaki bashtai? Shas talks all over the place about guys who are included or excluded from different rules in Shas. And Shas never says that we need one rule for nafi shalaki bashtai, one rule for nafi shalaki bashtai. The shtaka kasha is the type of answer, the rashi answer, keeping the gully going. That this is a giloy for kalatari. So once I know here there's no difference, I know it's a kalatarik. The Asameach, which we mentioned already now three times, the Asameach Yisrael was that the din of Tashbisu, of getting rid of Chametz, is the yod for Achilas Chametz. Tashbisu Sarmi Bateichem Ki Kol Oichel Mafetas Sinifus. You have to get rid of chametz because anybody who eats chametz gets chametz. So he said it about Tashbisu, but it appears that he holds true about Bayi Rabbi Tzitzu from the way he says it here. We never discussed it with Gabi Bayi Rabbi Mazda. But you see now that he's saying it about all three. The whole issur of only chametz is all a siyag for Achir. That's his rule. And he uses that to answer Taisus Kasha. How so? How does it answer Taisus Kasha? He says, normally, there's no difference. He listens to you in the fight. He's your tenant. He's not your tenant. Kibashim, like it, I listen to you. Doesn't listen to you. What's the difference? But when it comes to Achila, the likelihood of him giving you something to eat increases if he's Shari and Kabachat. It's more likely that a guy who lives with you in the next apartment will give you something to eat more than some guy in the street or Nafi Sheki Bashtai, a guy who has to come on to you, you gotta follow your rules. It is more likelihood that he'll want to find favor by you and he'll give you, say, he'll offer you something to eat. So Dafka, when it comes here to this Achila, a Siyag for Achila, where the whole issue is this, you might come to eat. So here there's a taka habamina that a nachri to whom you have a closer shaykhus, maybe such a guy, his chametz, you have to keep out of your house no matter what, even if you're not a kabbalah bayis. So dafka here, where it's a yad for achila, I need an extra riboy to nachri shekibashtei b'shari and kabbalah. You don't eat by the guy all year round. If a guy gives you an apple, you'll eat it. In the time that pas was kosher, the time of Shas, pas was considered to be, all pas was considered to be kosher. Pas was water and flour. and people ate for the eitas. So at any rate, it could be not passing for these grains, which are craft grain, which also has been chametz. Sakopanim, the dafka over here, I need an extra pasuk for nefeshah kibashtar, because here, being that it's an issa that you might come lidei achila, therefore, this taka happened. With this, the Sameach answers one more question. Rishash and Pnei Yeshua ask, I don't remember if somebody here asked it, someone did, that by Lecha we will memayit Tzavaya and a guy. By Pekadin, we're saying a Pekadin that you makabal akrayis, does Yikabal Pekadinis min anachri. It doesn't say the Gavaya. So if Pnei Yeshua and the Rishash are both bothered, why doesn't it say there's an iser to be makabal of a cotton with achrayis from hekdesh? Just like there's an iser to be makabal of a cotton from a guy with achrayis, we say because only mamayis a guy without achrayis. So why in the whole next sugya, which we're going to start in a few minutes, it talks about guy? Why is it talking about hekdesh too? Guy and hekdesh should be the same. What? Why not? If Hegdish has a no, Hegdish has the Ksainai that they gave out 3 months ago. And they had it in my garage. And it's still by my phone. What? The halacha is more terrorist, and there's no problem. Hegdish has got a last one promise on the face. Well, that's what we know about later. There's no Israel on the face of Hegdish, I'll get on the promise. The Isra on the year, the credit we're talking about, but the year is a lot of new Kabbalah Chorayim, it's not English, it's fine. So that's the question, is it also to accept the Kabbalah from Hegdish or not? The Gemara, for some reason, seems to imply, not by what it says, but what it leaves out, seems to imply it could be the Kabbalah from Hegdish from Hegdish. Why? So Rosh Sameach wants to say that this Gemara is going by the Mandiyamar that ain't Isser Halal Isser. That if you have Hegdish, there's an Isser feed Hegdish. Ain't Isser Halal Isser that when Pesach comes, the Isser Achilas Chametz is not Chal on the Isser Hegdish. For those of you who learned the Sugya made Isser Halal Isser, even though it's an Isser Kailo, but we're going to my Yama that still ain't Issa Chalom Issa. The Meila is no Issa Chametz. And the Meila is no Issa Chametz on Hegdish Shal Gavaya. So you can't say that if I'm that I'll make a Siyag against Achila. What kind of Siyag against Achila if there is no Issa Achila Chalom? The whole Siyag, you have to get rid of it just because you might come to eat it. You might be able to create colorful for a mathematical significance. But if you hold Einis the Chalalissa, then on Chametz Shal Hegdish, there is no Isra Achila. And if there's no Isra Achila, so then there's no Siyag against Achila that will require a person to get rid of it. So therefore he says that our Sugi is going like that, and the Amr, that holds that there's no, that there is no Isra Achila's Chametz. The name of it is no problem with the Chametz Shal Hegdish. Gavaya is not Achila because it's an Isser Hegdish.
Right.
It's a meal of a Hegdish. If you hold Ein Isser Chal Isser, then the Isser Achila comes not Chal. So Tashbisu is only a Siyag for the Isser of Kipol Oifol Mathematics and Ichis. It's not a Siyag against Hegdish. It's a Siyag against Hegdish.
Well,
you can
answer that because it's Asra anyways to Gavaya, therefore
we're
not afraid
of
it, so it's no...
You wanted to think that, okay. Why don't we just say that when there are three surahs, which is just a Hegdish, and it's a person family night, so we assume, I don't know why
you're
saying
that. Since
you
said the whole thing is for Siyag, you
won't
be here, so that
anyway,
if
you're a Hegdish, I mean, I hear what you're saying, and the person is a sensible parent, but I'm telling you what that's said. Okay? What? But yet, though, anybody's from this
house,
what do you
mean?
Excuse me?
What is the problem with this?
Why do we bring it in? Nisr of Hedvish. The question we're dealing with is what is Nisr of Hedvish also. The famous Tchal is the Swatch Fair. Therefore, what you mean to say is why is it brought in the first case? Good question. Sort of question. Okay, so this is, anyway, this is the Yom Sameach, which we're going to get to on Davar, but then we had our Davdali, the answers want something, we have Davdali base, the answer to Taisis Kasha, and then Davar, we're going to another Taisis, we're going to get the answer to something on Davar again, Oh, my man. Okay, here we get into, this whole long is decided, but here we get into the most complex issue of Vayira, Vayimaseh. That's the issue of the Kedayas, which, if you don't have Kav, can become very confusing. So we'll try to make it as black as possible and get confused later after we have clear what the rules are. Let's see. Amar man. Yachli yachli yakabnis and then nachi tabak by the way you must say. Amar reishal chayat or ether shal chayrib shal gabaya. Make up your mind. Are you allowed to have a guy chamit or not? First you say at a raya shal achayrib, which is a guy. And then you tell me why you kabel piktayna. Make up your mind which way is it. But you learn my kasha. And this I spoke out right away in the beginning. Hard to kibble of achray. It's hard to like kibble achray. So what's the rule? If you makabel achrayis, what does achrayis mean? Achrayis means
you get stolen or lost.
Achrayis means if. Achrayis means.
Show us up.
What? Achrayis means I have to pay back if anything happens. Is that what it means? So let's say I say, you know what? I'm willing to watch your chametz. I'll do a good job. I'm not willing to pay. Is that kibbutz of achrayis? I tell somebody I'm really going to watch it for you. You know, honest to goodness, I want to pay. That's not kibbutz of achrayis. So what are we saying? You have a goyish and neighbor who's got a big box of chametz. So you can tell him I'll watch it for you. But I'm not the kibbutz of achrayis. That's not the that shall play out the way about the way shall say mishokabas. The crucial thing here is kabbalas achrayis, not the fact that it's in your house, but the fact that you're kibbutz of achrayis. Ki hadam alu rabbel of name of Chuzah. The Yuru Chamira the Nechelumi Bataylum. Get rid of the chametz of the army from your home. Right? The derech was that when the army went to the town, they provided it with a guy's chametz. They provided the chametz, but the people in the houses had to prepare it, had to do the cooking. Like Rashi says, Teirach Tikkun Amai, the tircha preparing the food, then they came in with a food truck and they put it in people's homes and people had to provide food. He said, get rid of it. Why? Kivan the evil migniv, the evil mystic. Since if it gets stolen or lost, because it's in your rishus and you have to repay, kill the chaydami. Okay, there are four issues, which are four different machlekes rishayim. This so good. And the confusing way to talk about one, talk about all the tzadim, and then start the second one. But that's a very confusing way to do things. The proper way, you should get the four machlokes straight. But for today, to know what the four machlokes are, before the question of why, which side is more mustaver, which side is less mustaver, the first thing is to get the four machlokes straight. Once you get them straight, we can start to talk about why, what's the stabber, what's less the stabber. If we don't just know the rules, we're going to have a problem. So at least in terms of the Rush. The Rush brings it down right away on the Sugya. A few of the issues. The Rush is in the second column. 10 or 15 lines down. The word Yesh is the last word on a line. And he brings down, and he shoots them one after the other. The Rush brings down three, in this piece, brings down three machlokes and rishayim, all of which are required eons to understand what they're arguing about, but you just have to know, what does it mean? What does it mean in Kabbalah Christ? your neighbor, you have a goyish neighbor who gets a UPS package, a delivery, and better yet, a grocery delivery. They come to your house and they say your neighbor's not home because you hold on to the delivery until the neighbor comes. So you're allowed to do that?
Yeah,
you're coming. Are you a Kabbalah Pharisee or not?
You're doing a favor.
If something if it gets stolen, you have to pay.
You have to take it.
If you're a pesheya, you leave it outside on the stoop. You have to pay.
There's nothing in the package.
You say, I tell them, put it on the porch, and I tell him, put it on the porch. And I go, that's how I take it from them. And I leave it on my porch. And if it's stolen, you have to pay. What? Shem Echinam is Chayim Shia. So I have a problem or I don't have a problem? I'm not a Kabbal anything, but if I'm...
Shem Echinam
is Chayim. So let's see. That's a question. Now let's learn what it says, and we'll try to deal with it. Yeshayimrim. This first Yeshayimrim is the Rambam Shita. He doesn't say the name of the Rambam. But this first Yeshayimrim is the Rambam Shita. Dafka Shayim Estacha. Chai B'deva V'adeda. Aval Shayim Echinam Lai. He says, no. If they leave the groceries with you, so you're a Shayim Echinam. Shayim Echinam is no problem. You can even take it into your house and watch it. They can have chametz in it. I feel very, very funny when people walk in and see a box of groceries with chametz, but it's mutter. It's according to the Rambam, there's no problem. Not a shem estacha, they're not being paid. You're just watching it, it's totally mutter. V'daikinan, and if you can prove the shita, me lishna the imu migdav ayniskin. The Gemara said, Rabbah told them, if it gets stolen or lost, you're mechayv and achrayv. So I say they were shem estacha. Because if they be a Shem Echinam, they'd be potter on Geneva Daveda. A Shem Echinam is potter if a robber steals something. He's only Chayav on Shia. And Rabbi told the B'nai B'chuza, since you will make me if I miss it, you should say, okay, you'd have to pay. So therefore, we should say, considered yours. Vice versa, only if you're Achroi for Geneva Daveda. Not if you're Achroi for Shia alone. Is that a good value? We'll have to get to that. In the meantime, we're still there. Alright, so you understand the first sheet of the Chay Kosev Ari. The Raya is a good Raya. Do you follow the Raya? I don't know if anyone will follow. The rule is, a Shem Echinam, if somebody gives you something to watch, someone in Yeshiva gives you something to watch, and it gets stolen, you're potter. Put it in your locker and it gets stolen, you're potter. If you're a Pesheya, you're Chayim. If you leave it outside, then you're chai. That's a Shem Echinam. The Shem is Sachar is chai even on Geneva Vavei. Okay? So the Rambam holds, this is the Gemara said, if it would be stolen or lost, you'd have to pay. Therefore, you have to be Mavar L'chamis. Vai says it's totally Geneva Vavei, which is Shem is Sachar. So the Rambam Shita is, Tait Shem is Sachar is, Tait Shachrai is Shem is Sachar. Shem Echinam is Muslim. Right. So let's say you made up with him. I made up with him. I'm only going to be Achroi Shia, not for Geneva Vaveda. I told the guy, if you want me to watch it, I'll watch it. With Shia, I'll be responsible for not for Geneva Vaveda. Well, let's say in America, that's the law. I don't know what the law is. So then, the Rambam Shita is that that's 100% Muslim. Ubahak Kosav, Atul Hashem Rechim Amnani, the Bahag disagrees. And the Rush later in Simon Vav is going to pass him like the Bahag, because there's a Raya for the Bahag. So it's the Rush Sheet is the Bahag Sheet. I feel Hashem Echinam Nami. Umigdav Anispid, and the Gemara says, stolen or lost, the Pshia Kama. He's talking to Pshia Mishan, the Baila Neymar, the East Lishlume, Yashachlaim, Umigdav Anispid. I wanted to say, you'll have to pay, so you have to give an example, but if you have to work your neighbor, if you're a Pshia and you leave it on your porch, you have to pay if it gets stolen from your porch. Machlaikis number one. We have a machlaikis. If you're a Shem Echinam, what is the difference? You have to know this machlaikis. You have to know lahalacha, we paskin lechatchila lechumra, that even a Shem Echinam, you're not allowed to be mekabel achrayis, even as a Shem Echinam. And the diyeved, if it was chametz shavu lava pesach, you're saying, the Rambam, And now we don't ask for the chavetz. The mekabel akrayim to the shemeshim. So the chatzil will be passed in the chumra, but the yel will pass in the kuf. This Rambam makes a lot of tzaras. This is what the Rambam says. I say tzaras, I mean that practical Allah is good, makes practice. Harambam zal kasa. Shema nachri ilan. If the nachri is a strong person, the kaifeo l'sharei mafafisha loy kibbol of akrayim. The Rambam says a tremendous thing. She says, let's say you are watching Chametz for a guy, and you're not mekabel any achrayus at all. But this guy, he's connected to the mafia, and he's a tough person, and you know that he's going to force you to pay. Even though the halacha, you're potter from paying, he's going to force you to pay. That's also considered kibbol of achrayus. Where did the Rambam learn this from? He says, that's Pshat Rava the B'nai Mechuzah. The B'nai Mechuzah were holding Chametz of the army. The Chametz of the army, if it gets stolen, Api Halacha, the people should have been part of a pay. But you must start up in the army. The army says, give me food, give me supper, you're going to have to go out and buy the supper and give it to them. It's a case where you're not really Chayav Bachrayim. You're not really up here, you're not chayav achrayus. But they're going to force you to pay anything. Because they're going to put pressure on you, which is not going to make it worth your while to fight them. So that's also a case of a kibbol of achrayus, and that's us. What? Yes.
Yeah.
How did they? What did they do in the practical sense? What did they do in the practical sense? I suppose they got rid of the Chametz and they sent them Shmurim out. Like the Brach, I mean, you can send the Brach to the guy. I don't know what they did in practice. This is the Rambam's Shita. The Ravid disagrees. The Rosh doesn't bring the Ravid. The Ravid is mounting on this Rambam. He disagrees. I'm very tempted to ask you which side is more Mustaver, telling the Svara, but we're going to leave it for now. The fight is the Rambam and the Rambam. This Lachaira is a... We talk like the Rambam. This Lachaira is a very, very big problem. You saw Chametz Sugai and Pesach. People have schnapps. Right? They go to the Rav and the Rav sells it to a guy. Or you have a grocery store. You have Chametz. You go and you sell it to a guy. So I go to a guy and I sell chametz for let's say 200 people, 200 families. Some of them are businesses. One person has, well, he told me a little over $1 million worth of chametz to sell. He's a distributor, cereal, pretzels, spaghetti. Okay? So he sold it to this guy. I sold him $2 million worth of chametz to sell between everybody. Well, $1 million or something, right? So, that's all the chametz, right? So what happens now, if on Pesach, this chametz gets burnt. Fire, the chametz gets burnt. Whose chametz got burnt?
The guy's,
right? The guy really got to pay. But I make up with the guy when I sell the chametz. You make up, he gives a down payment for the chametz. You tell him the chametz is worth approximately so many dollars, and this is a down payment. You have to pay Pesach, yeah, you have to pay the rest. If we want to buy it back from you, we'll buy it back from you. But it's your chametz, and if the value goes up, you have a right to make a profit. And if the value goes down, you take a loss. You have to pay Pesach, we'll talk, make a new deal. If we want. But the guy's gone. That's bad. Now let me ask you, what do you think? There's a fire in this warehouse, Chas v'Shalom. $1 million worth of chametz gets burnt. I go over to this guy and I tell him, Afi Halacha, you're obligated to pay. Not only Afi Halacha, but even Afi the law of the land, you should know you really have to pay. We drew up this contract in a way, binding in court, you have to pay. What do you think is going to happen? Will we take our checkbook and write out $1 million check? Somebody will, because it's not going to do me any good. Man. He's not going to pay. He's a guy, he has a hand over me. I don't think this guy is going to pay. I really don't think so. So how does our mechira work? What? Now he's stuck. But is he going to pay me for this chametz?
He's
going to run away. He's going to go back to West Indies, you know. He's not going to... I don't think he's going to. I think he's going to pay. If I thought he'll pay, of course I'd be surveyor. Question. If he'd lost $1 million, would he be surveyor? God, he'd get his money, he'd be surveying him. But if he won't be surveying him, it's because he knows he's in England, he's not going to pay. This Rambam, Lechaira, is a major problem. Before you go and say that, you know, Mechira's Chametz is no good, we'll get back to it. I want just to show you that the Rambam is a problem. Rambam...
This is working the
other way. What? This is the other way. You're right, and you're wrong. You're right, and it's different, but why should it matter? I don't want to get into it. I tell you, I want to get all four of my flights down, and we'll talk about it. This is my flight number two. The Rambam finish of Gaiman. My flight number three is the Yeshman HaGaiman. What are we holding? Yeshman HaGaiyim Shamru, have it? A line and a half after the Rambam, beginning near the beginning of the line. Yeshman HaGaiyim Shamru. His third issue is the Machlaikis the Gaiyim, and he'll bring Rabbeinu Yaino who disagrees. Yisrael Shehit Kitzchim Tzai Eitel Nachri, Ayetu Yisrael Habeinu. Totally new case. Till now, who was the Machkid? Who gave the thing to be watched? A guy. That was what we were talking about doing. The guy in the bring in a totally new case. A Jew gives someone else a chametz. Doesn't matter if it's a guy, it's a yid. The owner of the chametz is a yid. I own chametz, and I give it as a pekudin to someone else, whether a guy or a yid. Is the shomer over on anything on paper? Not the shomer. The mafkid. The owner of the chametz. Is he over any aveira on Pesach if he gives his chametz to a... to someone else to watch? Why would you say Afisvara? I wouldn't do that. But why is the Afisvara? If a yid owns chametz, he gives it to someone else to watch.
Is that right? Oh, she's a child.
Huh? So what you could do, you don't have to sell your schnapps on paper. You just take all your schnapps, get a safe deposit back from the bank, put your safe deposit back. And, understand the Kabbalah Chayis, well the Kabbalah Chayis of Shia, that's for sure. And for the other things. So let's see what the Gaonim say. The Gaonim say a tremendous Chiddush, which is the Chayra Nat Mestavim. Yesh Ben HaGaonim. Shom Yisroel, Shiv Kichim Tzai Eitza, Rachri, Ayet Yisroel Chavei, right? The Kibbalah Nifgad Olav HaChayis, and Nifgad Chayi B'Biyurei, Pohoi HaMakit, Afishu Shalai, Kibi Shayna B'Shusai. Tremendous Chiddush. My chametz, but it's not in my house. I get someone else to watch. I'm off the hook. Now the truth is, it's not mistaber at all. They bring that the zerikakasi. They view rayam in the chilta. When we had this chart, the number of you asked, "What do you do with batechem?" We had no limud from the word batechem. So here's the limud. Tani hasam bibatechem lama nema. Why is there a pasuk bibatechem? Lafisha nema b'chol gavulcha shemayani kipshuta. Tamaroyim bibatechem. Ma beis gavushosta gavulcha b'shosta. Stop. What's it saying? No chiddush. The only ivory is the chametz if it's in your property, it's in your rishus. Yes. You have chametz and you'd like to keep your chametz over Pesach. What you do is you take it and you go into. You go to your Gaisha neighbor and you ask him to watch it for you over Pesach and you're off the hook. And afterwards you get it, you don't have to sell it to him, you don't have to give it to him. Just tell him to watch it. A lot of people that have leftover chametz, they're paper, they give it to the Gaisha neighbor. You have to give it to him according to the guy. Put it in the bag and say, could you please watch this after Pesach? According to the guy, and that's enough.
Probably
the Lashon here is only these Makabal Achrai. Which Achrai? Shem 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 Mustafa, so we don't see.
But
perhaps should be calling that, perhaps not. It's not very unclear why Nikabot Achrayis. The pasuk is Bishusa, it's difficult to understand why they mention Kabbalah Achrayis. But they say, So that's the shita of the Gainim. The next line in the Rush is hard. Between the bracket of Chaf and the bracket of Lamed, it's a hard line. I don't want to get bogged down on it. So just skip it. Yatta chemsa shal Yisrael v'shas nachri shalai b'em v'shus ha'yichah. Rabbeinu Yaina ha'yayimer, no. Ayla v'shus ha'mafkidu. V'chai v'v'ari min ha'tayimer. Ben Yair says, what are you talking about? The person who owns it is Zichr. Certainly, Yitzchai. The whole shy was on the one who's watching it. But if you own Chametz, Eimal Adaber, it certainly is. In Yeshivish language, there are two terms, Shalai and Bershusa. I say Yeshivish, I don't mean slang. I mean the language of the Paiskim. There are two words, there's the word Shalai and the word Bershusa. Shalai denotes ownership. Who is the owner? Shamayim, who is the owner of this thing? Who is the person that owns it? Bershusai means who's a controller. Who has physical control. The one who owns it is Shalai. The one who controls it is Bershusai. The Ga'anim holds the Chayiv HaChametz only if it's Bershusai. If it's Bershusai, that is the determining factor of this Avayir Rabbi Yonah. The Beinu Yonah holds either or. If it's Shalai Yechayiv, even if it's not Bershusai. And if it's Bershusai Yechayiv, even if it's not Shalai. That is the proper way to phrase the third machlokes. So we have three, we're still missing one machlokes. What? No, because the guy owns Chametz, this is to watch. It's your shusva. It's not really yours. In the full sense, at least the full sense of ownership. And so we have here three machlokes, and please make sure you understand the three machlokes, and we're going to get into them further in the session tomorrow.